A hazardous weather outlook warning is issued as a weather system approaches the Midwest.
We are starting to see lightning, starting to hear thunder in the distance. So it's obviously coming this way.
So here in the next few hours, we'll start to see some thunderstorms pop up in our area. And for today, we are talking all severe risk. We do have the chance to have tornadoes, wind, hail, and flooding.
Last week, 16 tornadoes hit northern Illinois and Indiana, according to CBS News. Though Chicago never actually saw its own tornado, severe weather that included heavy rain and strong winds lasted through Tuesday and Wednesday. There was even midday hail, with some Chicago suburbs reporting them to be as large as a tennis ball. The severe weather didn't go unnoticed on campus. Last weekend, on a Friday night, students received an alert. From the National Weather Service, a flash flood warning is in effect for this area until 11 p.m. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. The weather notably dampened campus over those days, and coming off of a relatively mild winter quarter, I wanted to check in with students about being welcomed back from spring break with tornado warnings. Weinberg sophomore Katia Chada is born and raised in Chicago and says she was unfazed by the warnings. In fact, she doesn't feel like she really changed her behavior at all.
I feel like we get them a lot in the fall and in the spring around here. And unless you're really out, like way, way out there where there's not a lot of buildings, I feel like they're not really anything to be worried about as long as you're not going to be outside.
However, some students were more affected than others. Short power outages were reported in Greenhouse and in Bob Hall. Though unconfirmed, some report a student getting stuck in an elevator when the power went out in Bob. While the weather was certainly severe, an actual tornado never did hit Evanston. Katya added that she can only remember one time when a tornado actually came into the city of Chicago.
Actually, I want to say last year or the year before, there was a tornado that briefly touched down because it did like knock over a tree by my house. But even that, there's never really any buildings that are damaged. I think just there's like nowhere for the tornado to go.
While Katya doesn't see why the tornado warnings would necessarily have ruined too many people's weekends, she understands how they can be jarring as we get into spring quarter. Many Northwestern students idealize the spring as an escape from a snowy few months, a time when Northwestern feels like a beach school. Now Katya sees this as more of a reality check, that good weather isn't coming yet.
I would love it if the weather just magically got better when we came back from spring break. I think even growing up in this area, I forget that. I go on spring break every year. I'm in a warm place and I come back expecting it to be magically nice. And unfortunately, I feel like we don't get that like nice, consistently warm weather until at least the end of April, May, like early May. Which unfortunately is like half of spring quarter.
If we can take anything away from last week's tornado warnings, it may be just that. Evanston has a few more weeks to go before blankets and hammocks start popping up on the lake fill. For WNUR News, I'm Justine Fisher.